I'm Emma Ray, and welcome to the August BU News podcast, a 5-minute roundup of the research and learning practice taking place here at BU. Coming up, news from the Big Dig 2011, and hear about one student's success at the New Designers Exhibition in London. But first, BU recently welcomed government advisor and digital strategist Tiffany St. James to the launch of our new Digital Hub consultancy. BU graduate Tiffany delivered a keynote speech to 150 regional leaders about the importance of social media and digital strategy in business. At the launch event, academics from across BU showcased their digital expertise, which includes cloud computing, digital marketing, and eye tracking, to name a few. They also discussed opportunities for consultancy, knowledge transfer partnerships, and training with guests. You can find out more about the Digital Hub by following the link on our podcast page. In other news, July saw the end of the Archaeology Department's Big Dig 2011. Students and BU academics spent several weeks excavating the site near Bear Regis in Dorset, which is rich with Iron Age and Roman artefacts. The team excavated 53 Iron Age agricultural pits that had been backfilled with placed deposits, including complete pots, animal limbs, and sometimes people. The site also unveiled some understanding of Roman burial practices. Here's Dr. Miles Russell to tell us more.
Children under the age of one, there's less concern about. So we do find newborns, those sort of younger than one, tend to be buried under floor levels. I mean, today if you find a body under a floor level, you call the police because it is something suspicious. In the Roman period, certainly for the very young, it is quite typical.
For more information on the Big Dig, follow the link on the podcast page. Congratulations go to BU's Steve Green, who's won a major award at this year's New Designers Exhibition in London. The 22-year-old from Oxfordshire won the Virgin Atlantic Prize for Product Design at New Designers. The annual event is considered the largest graduate design showcase in Europe. Steve's life-saving air pollution extraction unit has the potential to save hundreds of thousands of lives around the world in places where people depend on biomass fuels like wood to heat their stoves for cooking. The World Health Organization estimates that air pollution from using these stoves indoors causes between 1.6 and 2 million deaths a year. What an achievement. Well done, Steve. Speaking of award-winning projects, undergraduate students from the Law and Product Design degrees at BU have been recognized for their participation in a flagship project that focuses on the protection of intellectual property rights. The project, originally set up in the 1990s, is recognized by the UK Intellectual Property Office as an innovative way of giving law students a hands-on opportunity to advise their product design colleagues on the legal aspects of protecting their projects from being copied or imitated. Prizes, sponsored by retired patent attorney Paul Turner, were then awarded for the Best IP Student, Best Design Student, and Best Group. Design student William Allison says the exercise has provided an excellent platform for his future career.
It's just been invaluable. It's given me such an insight into going on out of uni now, where I can take the product, how to go about it, and just all the things I need to consider for the future.
And lastly, in July, BU welcomed economists and tourism academics from around the world for the third International Association of Tourism Economics Conference. Among the guest speakers was Ufi Ibrahim, who was chief executive of the British Hospitality Association. Ufi discussed the challenges that lie ahead in UK tourism and called on delegates to lobby for improved government policy and funding support. To read more of Ufi's very interesting comments, you can follow the link on our podcast page. That's all we have time for today, but listen out again next month for another BU News podcast. Thanks for listening.